Hello, I'm Paul Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house. We're doing an audio tonight from the office in our home in Plano, Texas. God has had me do a few of these, and tonight we're going to be talking about the Constitution of the United States, about my ministry, and we'll just see what else God wants to say. Back in June of 2012, God had me read the Constitution and put it on video. It's on my website, and you can go there and follow along as I read it. It had been years since I'd read the Constitution of the United States, and I didn't really know at the time the importance of what God was doing, having me read the Constitution. I have been taught from my youth that the Constitution of the United States was the law that we should live by, or maybe laws that we should live by in the United States. They were the supreme last answer. And I respect the Constitution because of what it says. It was written by men of high intelligence and simply written by them so that every person with average intelligence could read it and understand it. The only way that you can misunderstand or misinterpret the Constitution of the United States is if you have a corrupt intellect. I should say a little more. An intellect that's corrupt, or emotions that are corrupt, and a will that is corrupt. And that makes up the soul of a man. Now, the Constitution is what God wants America to live by. He inspired it, gave it to us. Then he gave us the written Word of God. And the written Word of God operates according to the Constitution of the United States of America. It's a great blessing to see what God has established in a country to achieve His divine purposes. It's amazing how men fight against the will of God. The will of God. God established America in the 1600s, and many or several of my ancestors came here from, England primarily, and then Scotland and some Irish, and they were instrumental in settling this country. In the 1600s, four well-known, well-established, written about ancestors that were instrumental in establishing the state of Rhode Island and the government of Rhode Island. Samuel Gorton, you can read about him. These are all my great-grandfathers. Stukely Westcott, John Warner, and Ezekiel Holloman. Ezekiel Holloman baptized Roger Williams, and they worked together. This group and others worked together in Rhode Island in establishing the Sixth Principal Church, found in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, and creating the charter that Rhode Island received in establishing their country. There is a historian that wrote about my ancestors and others, David Casperite's ancestors, and Roger Williams were not ancestors of Roger Williams, but my great ninth great grandfather, I think it was my 10th, baptized him in water, and I think David Casperite, well, I know David Casperite's Ezekiel Holloman is also a great grandfather of David Casperite. My wife, Kathy D, has a quote from a historian that I asked her, would ask her to read, and the reason I've asked her to read, beginning last Friday, and today is the 22nd of January, but last Friday, my soul came under a tremendous attack from the devil. And by Saturday, I could hardly walk around. Well, I couldn't go walk anywhere that I wasn't very familiar with without somebody guiding me. Sunday was worse. Yesterday, Monday, was not an improvement. Last night, I was praying in my office where I'm at now, started improving, and today I could walk around in the church, in my house, without somebody showing me where to walk. But I cannot read on my tablet these words, so I'm asking Kathy D to read this quotation from a historian. KD, would you read this?
Yes, this is a quote that is in reference to the government that was formed at Aquanet by Samuel Gordon and his associates. And the quote is, "Operated like leaven," and this is referring to the government, "operated like leaven in diffusing itself through the minds of the masses and formed the nucleus out of which sprang the Declaration of Independence."
Thank you. You see, godly men and women established this country. They fought for it, and they settled. It's amazing how they settled, but they did. And I thank God for it. I also would let you know that I just found out in 09, I'm a 32nd Cherokee, and somewhat more, but I'm not sure what. But I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ, a minister of the gospel, and met in Plano, Texas, since January 1980. Plano is in Collin County, which borders Dallas County on the north, and borders Richardson and Dallas. So Plano is a city of about 270,000 people. When I moved to Texas in 1963, Plano was a very small town. In fact, in 1960, the census said there were 3,000 people in it. But it's grown rapidly. And Ross Perot had a great influence in this city in raising it up. By the way, I have a lady with me, with my ministry, Terry Brown. whose father was the sixth person that Rosbrough hired when he started his business out of college. So God has put together some people with political influence, also business influence. And I appreciate what God has done and is doing. We have a group of people that believe the gospel. I've been here since 1980, and God dealt with a lot of people that were with me. They wanted to walk with me, they said, but frankly, they were thieves and robbers and nothing else. They robbed from God. They stole from God. They stole the word. They didn't believe the word of God at all. So it's kind of nice to let them know what God has to say about their being thieves and robbers. I appreciate the strength that I have with my ministry, worship, praise, and the gospel. The power of God unto salvation. For everyone that believeth, the Jew first, and also to the Greek. God has taught me in 42 years, and I've taught others what he taught me, how to bite the good bite of faith, how to walk in the gospel, how to pray, how to overcome in prayer, live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The gospel is divine. 1 Corinthians 15. How? That Jesus Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scripture. Romans 10, verse 8. The word is nigh thee, and in your heart, in your mouth. It is the word of faith which I preach. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. Verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. God's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Spirit of the Lord upon me. Preach the gospel to the poor. Sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Preach deliverance to the captives. Recovering sight to the blind. And set at liberty them that are bruised. This ministry walks in power. It casts out devils. It heals the sick. It cleanses lepers. It raises the dead. It is God that does all the work. He works through me and others. None of us would say of ourselves we could do anything. In fact, in John chapter 15, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. So it's Jesus working through us in song, in dance, in preaching, in prophesying, in tongues, interpretation, casting out devils, healing the sick, raising the dead, and cleansing lepers. It is God that worketh in us, and it's Christ in all of us. And we rule and we reign in this life through Christ Jesus. We rule and reign through his praises. He inhabits his praises. Psalm 149 tells us how we operate. Just understand that this group that's with me, God is over us. He is our shield, our buckler, our deliverer, our guide. And in him we trust. And he rules in the kingdom of men. He rules in every kingdom in the world. And he's establishing his church in the United States just as he had it in Israel in the days of Jesus and the apostles. Now, God's power is rising up in America. There's a great group of people that have been following me for years on television, now on radio, on Roku and on live stream there. I don't know exactly how many, but people watch or listen to my broadcast in every state in the Union. Thank God. All 50 states. We have contributors and finances for more than 20 states, regular givers to this ministry. They've been with me for years. I don't take up offerings. I don't ask for money. I don't need money. I only need what God needs. He's the one that needs your money, not me. Well, it's a great blessing, but I have something I want to tell you before we close. Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we condemn it in Jesus' name. That is a heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of the Lord, saith the Lord. Now, let's say that again so you won't misunderstand me. I'm an apostle. There are other apostles associated with me. I'm a prophet. There are other prophets associated with me. And we are the foundation. Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Amen. And this ministry is built on a foundation of the apostle and prophet. Let's say again that Isaiah 54, 17. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. None. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, each of us have the authority to condemn it in Jesus' name. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of the Lord, saith the Lord. You get that? Remember, we're not just a group of people that decided to build a church. We're a group of people that God assembled, put together, called me in the ministry in 1958, sent me to Plano in 1980, and we've been very successful. And one parting thing I want to say, we have been debt-free since 1985. Haven't passed a plate since June 1996. So you see, we have lack of nothing, we're abundantly provided for, and no, you can't bring us down. God bless you, love all of you, good night from Plano, Texas, and I'll be talking to you very soon again. In Jesus' name, amen.